What was one of the manifestations of the fact that you love God? You love Christians. You know who hates Christians more than anybody on this planet? Sodomites. And notice, what are the attributes of these people? Verse number 30 says, backbiters, haters of God. They hate God the Father. And he's not their father because they haven't believed in Jesus Christ. But they hate our Father. They hate the Creator. They hate the one that gave them an existence. They hated the person that would have been their father, that wanted to be their father, that wanted to adopt them, that was willing to love them, but they rejected him. They hate him. And notice the same attribute goes to their physical parents. In the same verse, it says, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Now, it's no shock then that on Father's Day, there's all these LGBT activists trying to what? Attack Father's Day. And trying to go against Father's Day. And say, you know what? We should call it Special Persons Day instead.
What is the argument for having Special Persons Day rather than Father's Day?
Sometimes shifting the language around those emotive and important days can be significant and more inclusive. There are also a huge range of different family structures. So we have single parent families, satellite families, extended families, lesbian and gay families.
What does that even mean? Special persons? You know, that's really an attack on God the Father, too. Because the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother. You know, and that goes to God the Father, too. And we're supposed to love him and appreciate him. And what kind of a sick, disgusting, selfish person can't have any love back to the father and mother that brought them in this world? I mean, barring the fact that your parents are a reprobate, I mean, you should love them, period. And I mean, even the reprobate, you can still just appreciate the fact they gave you an existence. I'm not saying you have a great relationship with them necessarily. I would stay away from that person. But you know what? You could still be as respectful as possible to that person. I mean, this person brought you into existence. Yet what are the LGBT? They hate their parents. They want to kill their parents. They despise their parents today. And they'll even have this, they want to change Father's Day into a feminist holiday, saying men should be advocates for women on Father's Day. Like, what in the world?